Danielle's, St. Helena, California, June 30th, 1901. Typed. Elder Danielle's, Dear Brother, I write to say that we are in great need of the young man who is impressed that he should help me in my work. We have much to do. I must never again be placed as I was last winter when I could not obtain help from any source, for I need help so much. I must never again labor as I did after leaving Battle Creek. At Battle Creek, I had a special message to bear. The amount of work I did in Battle Creek was sufficient for 1 year, but I yearned for souls. After the conference, I started again on my mission, laboring at Indianapolis, Des Moines, College View, Denver, and Boulder. From Boulder, we went to the Waitsburg camp meeting where I spoke 7 times, once speaking 3 times in 1 day. From there, we went to Walla Walla, where I prayed for a sister who was suffering from tuberculosis. We then took the train and went to Portland, where our people were gathered in camp meeting. I spoke several times, and the people listened with great attention. I had a message for them. After staying for 2 or 3 days at Portland, we started for home. As we traveled through the mountainous district, my throat became seriously affected, and I feared that I had taken cold. I could scarcely speak when we reached St. Helena. My throat was dry, and I suffered much pain. I had only 2 days at home before going to the Oakland camp meeting. One morning, some letters came for me, and Willie read them to me before breakfast. After this, I became almost unconsciously dizzy and could not use my mind. I was very nervous and saw that if I did not do something, I would not be able to labor at the Oakland camp meeting. I told Sarah I must be much in the open air, so we decided to drive to Oakland. We drove to Vallejo and took the train from there to the city. The Lord helped me, and during the meeting, I spoke 11 times. I had important things to say. One night during the meeting, a direct, decided message was given to me to give to the people. Brother Jones has been chosen to act as president of this conference, and the day after the election, words were spoken on the stand that greatly pained me. Brother Jones spoke in a magisterial manner as a commanding officer. This is the way the work in the Review Herald office has been conducted. The next day, I had a special message to bear. I stated that which the Lord had revealed to me, and everything seemed to break away. Brother Jones confessed and declared that he would never again be guilty